is Saturday, March 28th, 2020. My name is John Shuck. My website is johnshuck.com. J-O-H-N-S-H-U-C-K, johnshuck.com. The title of this radio essay is COVID, the movie, the sequel to 9/11. Something is terribly, terribly wrong. I know you can sense it. I know there's a part of you that knows something isn't right. You know you are being deceived, but you cannot bring yourself to admit it. So instead, you fight the enemies presented to you, Trump or Pelosi, Democrats or Republicans, and you take up sides in predictable ways. But that is a sideshow. It is a distraction. The screens are showing us a perception that is not real. If you're old enough to remember 9/11, you remember the nonstop media coverage that provided us with the culprits early on and never let up, telling us who was responsible. Images of airplanes crashing into the Twin Towers again and again and again, surrounded by sideshow stories about politicians saying stupid things and other politicians saying what an outrage those other politicians were. Yet all the politicians agreed who it was and what we needed to do. We got the message. We were helpless. We were under attack by these jihadist terrorists, and only two things could save us. One, massive military expenditures and endless wars abroad. And two, giving up our constitutional rights at home for the promise of security. 9/11 was a movie. We were directed to look at the airplanes when, in fact, the buildings were blown to kingdom come and airplanes had nothing to do with it. The whole thing was fake. Real people died, of course. Those people were not extras. We were all in this movie, but it was a movie. Just this past week, the University of Alaska Fairbanks published its final report showing that the National Institute of Science and Technology, NIST, lied and continues to lie about the demolition of World Trade Center Building 7. Independent researchers have shown for years that the 9/11 movie is so filled with holes that it cannot stand up to critical scrutiny. The 9/11 movie makers answered that, of course. The researchers are dismissed as conspiracy theorists, and everyone laughs with derision, as if on cue. I'm grateful for these researchers. Their work will matter to future generations who will look back at us in disbelief that our generation could have been so hypnotized. The work of the researchers also matters to me in the present because it is real. What's real matters. 9/11, the movie, is finishing its run after 19 years. The toll of death and destruction has been immense around the world. Now the sequel. COVID was released in October 2019 with the first scenes taking place in China. The COVID movie is about a virus that has infected the human population because of a wild bat. Seriously. This virus has traveled the globe and is so terrifying that governments have shut down everything. In the United States and Western nations, whose people are the intended audience for this movie, we are now on what I describe as near lockdown. Schools are shut down. Businesses are shut down. Even places of worship are shut down. You cannot be within 6 feet of another human being. We humans are nothing more than animals and pens. We're in the way. We're good for nothing except to be shut up and isolated in our homes. Normally, human beings help each other through crises. Not during COVID. In this movie, we are only saved by following orders to isolate, even if you're not sick, and reporting on those who we think are not following orders. COVID, the movie, broadcasts 24/7 on all screens, large and small. We were told that the culprit is a natural virus, and that is not to be questioned. Those who do question are conspiracy theorists. Cue derision, hostility, disgust. Perhaps violence? Arrest? This virus has mysterious properties in that people can be contagious for weeks without any symptoms. When symptoms do develop, they are the same as a cold or flu, except it's really bad for some. It's so dangerous that no human can be in contact with each other or the virus will spread. Each day, COVID the movie provides body counts and many, many images of people in hazmat suits and lab coats. Who is dying and of what exactly? How do we know that these deaths have anything to do with a virus or with our response to it or with our behavior? We don't know. We are only told. COVID, the movie, is the only movie playing. While it plays on all screens all the time, things are happening in the real world. Laws are being passed. Wall Street has been given how much? At least a trillion, probably more. 5G is being constructed. Surveillance gadgets are being used. We are being watched and recorded. Every move. This is the coolest experiment you can imagine. Shut people up in their homes, fill them with fear, screw them over. That is COVID the movie. COVID the movie has nothing to do with a virus any more than 9/11 the movie had anything to do with hijackers. Look here, virus, virus, fear, fear. Meanwhile, we will destroy everything you hold dear and substitute it with a fake existence in front of your television and smartphone. Remember this, the same people whose same media brought you 9/11 are bringing you COVID. Let's be clear about what I'm saying and what I am not saying. I am not saying there may not be a massive amount of death. There may be. Regardless of what is being called COVID-19, there are plenty of biological and chemical agents produced in labs all over the world, ready to be released whenever these movie makers want to release them. They can release them whenever and wherever they want. They can target different populations. These concoctions have been released throughout history. The U.S. government has done it to its own citizens. The technology gets better and better, or should I say, more and more sinister. The point of COVID the movie is to engineer enough death and suffering, or the perception and threat of death and suffering, as necessary to get through the needed agenda items. One of those agenda items is to see how well the movie makers can succeed at controlling us. I think they must be happy so far with the results. They're taking notes for next time. COVID is not about a virus. 9/11 was not about Al-Qaeda terrorists. This is about control. You are being controlled. That is what I'm saying. And you really kind of know it, don't you? You know something isn't right. I'm telling you to go with that feeling. Explore it. Research this. We don't know what's really going on. Nothing can be trusted. No one can be trusted, and certainly not anything you get from the screens. But there are people who are like you, who have the same feeling that this isn't right. They're acting on that feeling. Some have been exploring what is behind the movies and have been doing so for a long time. Others are just beginning to awaken. I tell you this not to convince you of anything, but to assure you that if you feel like I do, that something is terribly, terribly wrong about what we are being told, you're not alone. Know that and be empowered. I'm John Schuck. My website is johnschuck.com. Be well, be safe, be attentive.